So suffering arises in the mind, right? Arises as a result of our mental and emotional responses to the world around us. So the sometimes you might wonder, or some people who are new to insight meditation practice might wonder if the problem is in the mind. Why do we start with the body, paying attention to the movement of the body in Mahasati meditation, or the breath in breath meditation, or Anapanasati meditation, and the movement of the body isn't creating suffering, and the breath isn't creating suffering. Why can't we just look at the mind directly and investigate the mind directly and solve the problem? And theoretically, it's true. If we see the mind clearly as it is, then the problem, when we see the mind clearly as it is, the problem is solved. The problem, of course, is that it's not that easy to do that. When we look at the mind directly, we get sucked into it really quickly. We just get sucked into the stories of the mind concocting, the running commentary about our experience in the world. It all feels so compelling to us that when we just try to turn our attention toward it, we just get drawn right into it, and then we're just in it. We're not investigating it anymore, observing it anymore. We're just in the middle of whatever the story or commentary happens to be. And once that happens, we just lose our perspective, and we lose our vantage point to be able to know ourselves and to know the mind. We're just kind of in things. And then a sort of perversion of the order, of the natural order, we in a sense become subject to, or almost enslaved by, our thoughts. This wonderful faculty of conceptual thought that we have that separates us from the other animals becomes our master instead of something that we use to live this human life more effectively. It becomes our master. And, the thoughts we have control whether we're happy or sad, or anxious or angry. And it doesn't, what I'm talking about now is not, I guess, it doesn't really matter whether the story of the thoughts are true or not. It's just, I guess I'm just inviting you to sort of inquire about, or look into this sort of flipping things around that happens, or turning over the natural order of things. We're now, instead of thought being something that we're using to navigate our world, we're now, thought is sort of running us, in a sense. And whatever it says, whether it says you're happy, you're sad, you're angry, we just go along with it. At most, we might try to argue ourselves out of it and debate with it as if it's our equal or master. It's a quagmire that we get stuck in. So we need a tool. We need some way to steady our awareness so that we can approach thought. And we need something that's outside of thought to have our sort of a grounding for our awareness. So, this movement of the body that we do in Mahasati meditation, this movement is outside of thought. It's It's just there. It has nothing to do with thought. This breath we're taking is outside of thought. So we use this sense of this movement of this body, this movement of this breath in the present moment, as a way to steady our awareness so that we can look at the mind and not just get sucked into it immediately. Because the mind moves really quickly and it just sweeps us right off our feet. So in the initial stages of meditation, even actually through insight meditation, and even throughout a meditative practice, is when there are times when the mind might become very stirred up by things that happen in our life. This attending to this reality that's outside of thought, this movement of the body, this breath, is a way to steady this awareness so that we can see it. And that's really all we have to do. When we see thought and we recognize it, it just goes back to its place all by itself. And then it's very actually obedient. It's like, in a sense, when we don't see thought, it's like we're walking around with a monkey on our shoulders that's talking away at us, and we're just doing whatever it says. And just going along with it, and the problem isn't that there's a monkey there, or the problem isn't that she's talking to us, because sometimes she says useful things. The problem is that we put the monkey in charge. So, the way to set it right is very simple, just seeing it. When we shine our awareness on it, and when thought is seen, it's very obedient, just automatically goes back to its rightful place. I think that sometimes it's described as a, like a bowl just gets turned back over, set it right again, turned back over. So let's work with that for some time this morning, just looking at stepping outside of the story of the thought, steadying ourselves with by having a sense of this movement of the body in the moment, this movement of the breath in the moment, as a way to steady our awareness and to know the mind more clearly.